Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ray Keating being back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of the very immense now and growing, I think, five episodes of the Pastor Stephen Grant novels. I think there are five. The new one is Wine Into Water, and he's our new friend. He's our old friend, I should say. Ray Keating, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how are you? And it's number six, by the way.
This is number six?
This is number six.
I can't keep up. You're so prolific, folks. This let me read the quote here on the front. This is from the Lutheran Book Review. This person said, "I miss Tom Clancy. Keating fills that void for me." How about that? That's pretty high praise there, Ray.
And I didn't have to write that big of a check to get that either. So it worked out really well.
Well, you know those Lutherans; they're pretty thrifty.
There you go.
But congratulations, and of course, this one, the new one, is especially interesting to me.
It should be, right?
Yeah.
Right? Did you notice something familiar there?
Yeah, I did. I noticed the name. There's one of your characters was it Lord Jim? Is that his name?
No, it's like I got carried away. Sir James Blasingame.
Right, Sir James. That's what it was. Sir James. Yeah, I won't tell you how much fun they had with that around here when the book came in. So
well,
I
get character names in all sorts of places, and sometimes it's rare occasions, it's people that I know. So here I am thinking about, okay, so this individual owns a super yacht anchored off the...
Monte Carlo.
Of Monaco.
Yeah, I've been there, by the way. I've been there. I've looked down on that yacht.
Well, see, and the person's a wine connoisseur, so who
right.
comes to mind? But
very appropriate.
There you go. There you go. That's
so Water Into Wine, folks, check it out. And all the others, you're going to want the whole set. Congratulations, Ray, on another great addition.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And it's exciting to me to see how things are catching on, how that's catching on for you. So,
well, you know, it's been fascinating as a writer, but also as an entrepreneur and a business person,
right?
To be working that side of it as well. You know, because I do indie publishing through Create Space with Amazon, and it's just it's a fascinating endeavor. I love the writing, but I also love the business end of it.
Yep, absolutely. No, it's the new face of publishing. There's no question about that. So let's talk about your Small Business Policy Index for 2016. The that's just come out what last month?
No. The Small Business Policy Index is we got it out early this past year. And actually,
okay, that's right. It's been out a while, hasn't it?
Right. The new edition is going to be coming out in January. And in fact, I just started work on the new edition. But,
okay. All right. I guess that's what it was. I saw that there was, I was confused about when the different ones came out. So I thought it was interesting, though. California, New Jersey, New York, Minnesota, Hawaii, Vermont, Connecticut, Oregon. So the top eight, I'm sorry, the bottom eight of the worst, eight of the worst states in the union, folks, for small business, all went, the bottom eight for small business all went for Hillary and not for Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting when this list is always is fascinating in so many ways, and you can look at it, you know, when if you overlay the political with the economic, you get all sorts of interesting patterns that you see. But when you look at those states, again, you know, California being worse, New Jersey, New York, Minnesota, they are they're big government states. That's the bottom line. That whole group, there's a reason why they're at the bottom. I mean, this is a policy measure, so we're looking at, you know, about half the measures are tax-related. We've got regulation in there. We've got the size of government, government debt, and then some performance measures. So if you love big government...
well, 16 of the 20, Trump took 30 states, so that leaves 24 for Hillary. 16 of the 20 are in the bottom 25.
Yeah, well, again, it shouldn't surprise anybody that when you vote for state elected officials that are going to impose high taxes, large regulatory burden, big government,
right,
that would line up with the candidate that, that's essentially right. What she was. I mean,
hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.